Being for Others blog. Number 41. Think First. 22 May 2020. Richard Feynman, Nobel laureate in physics, explained that he maximized his utility by multiplying the need for a task by his ability to perform it. People regarded some things more urgent than physics research, but his skill set did not match those other needs. Society thrives by combining the talents of diverse workers. It takes all of us. People do not always behave logically. Emotions carry more weight. We do the things about which we feel best. Sometimes that coincides with logic. Previous articles have considered resolving differences in people's perceptions and expectations. We are hardwired for collaboration, and the ability to harmonize is critically important to our survival. George Washington is praised for understanding that people need to be led, not driven. Government as a contest of wills is travesty. Success at the expense of others is obscenity. Achievement is not the state of being against something. This blog exists to promote success through togetherness. This means happily pursuing science to lead all of us, not to control some of us. Being as diverse as we are, we do well to acknowledge that compelled uniformity is not unity. Taking time to reach agreement makes a better outcome than blindly enforcing the first proposal to be advanced. Article 6 of this blog stated, "Patience is a long path to the right goal." Article 31, "Patience is strength spread out over time, leading to useful movement." Deferred gratification, taking a reward after completing the preparation, is a major enabler of long-term success. One of my early teachers said, "Take all the time you need, but hurry." Today's article is my assurance that hurry does not mean get it wrong. One company asked, "Do you want it right now, or do you want it right?" I encourage us to do our research. Think first.